She's going to win from Bilbo, and that's on the Lightning label. Bilbo actually are four, and four are difficult to get round one microphone, and so two of the four are here initially. The lead singer there is Colin. Welcome, Colin. How long has Bilbo been together?
About 5.5 years now.
Oh, that's quite some time.
Yeah.
But you've stayed initially north of the border.
Well, we came down about, first of all, about 3 years back, and...
missionaries from the north.
Yeah, there was a reconnaissance mission, if you like.
Were you bringing the good book or a whiskey bottle?
Whiskey bottles.
Good missionaries.
Oh, yeah. The only kind.
Yeah. What, the name, I mean, it's obvious where it comes from. Why did you pick it?
Well, it was actually Brian that was reading the book at the time, and he fell in love with the character. And he just had a thing about Bilbo Baggins ever since. But it became a wee bit too long-winded as well, you know, the name. What's the name of your band? Oh, Bilbo Baggins. So I just abbreviated that to Bilbo.
Yeah, it is liable to misinterpretation, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sort of Bilbo Baggins is a sort of word you can play around with it, make other things out of it. Some of them are rude, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you do the lead vocals, and what else for the group?
That is it, really. That's basically what I do. Lyrics and certain of the songs, but that's mainly musical.
I mean, don't you bang anything or strum anything?
Well, I do a bit of percussion, but very rarely on record, because Gordon won't let me. Gordon's a drummer.
Well, I gather he's a bit of a tough guy, actually.
Oh, well, he is. You know, he's had a pretty hard upbringing.
Gordon, we better bring you in as well now. Why the nickname Fid?
It's something that fads for school. I won't tell you the interpretation, because it's rude also, what they call it.
Yeah.
But it's just a name that I got for school, because of my second name, actually, which is Liddell.
Which is what?
Liddell.
Ah.
And eventually called Fiddle, and abbreviated to Fid.
Yeah. Now, looking at sort of what you all do with it within the group, you seem to double up on each other's instruments all the time. I mean, what do you do most of the time?
I stick mainly to percussion. I do some backing vocals and records and things.
Yeah. You also play guitar.
I do play guitar, I play a bit of piano as well, but not in records, because others are better than me.
Yeah, I got a bit confused, because I can sort of see that talking to each of you, you all do a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of the other, and I thought, well, who does what actually on the records and when you do performances? But you do mainly percussion anyway.
Yeah, and performances we stick mostly to our own instruments.
Yeah, so yours, we'll say, is percussion, and with vocals. Colin, we're on vocals, and we'll stick to that, shall we?
Unless it's a shot at the drums, which I don't like them very often.
No, you've been much, much bigger up in Scotland, north of the border, the big following up there, than so far you have been down here, in London. But the following is growing rapidly here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean,
playing London dates now.
Yeah, it's the first time we've actually played London gigs. We did a sort of nationwide tour two or three times with established bands. Unfortunately, we only did the one gig in London at that time. That was the New Vic. But now we're actually getting more into the nitty-gritty, if you like. And it's working out better that way, because we can actually get a closer response from the audience and things like that. Yeah.
How nationalistic are Scottish audiences? I mean, do they sort of go for you because you're Scottish?
No.
Is it harder here?
I think it's actually harder in Scotland if you're a Scottish band.
Really?
Because the way the Scottish crowd reacts to you, I mean, if they don't like you, there's no way they're going to stand for you. Whereas if you're an English band coming up, you know, everybody's got to stand for an English band, because they feel sorry for them anyway.
Yeah, everybody you talk to in the business says that the two most difficult audiences, until you've won them over, if you're successful and then they're fantastic, are Glasgow and Liverpool.
Glasgow's always been a good audience for us, which is strange, because we come from Edinburgh, and like, that really is loggerheads all the time. But I think it's maybe because we've got a parasite in the band from Glasgow.
That's Fid.
You know, that might have sort of won us over.
You may have guessed by that comment that I come from Glasgow. Being outside and amongst them. Yeah. I'm proud of it.
Now, look, I mean, sort of just filming on the Scottish scene. I mean, looking at it, not knowing a great deal about Scotland. I mean, I love it for holidays and things like that, but musically I don't know it very well. How many sort of venues and places are there? I mean, could you earn a living in Scotland?
Not much of a living, no. There used to be, maybe... Going back to when we started, you know, kicked off the group about 5 years ago. There was a lot of venues then. But then we've progressed a bit out, you know, from those venues.
Quite silly
laugh. A bit of laugh in the background, by the
way. No, I mean, I might appear a bit ignorant, but I mean, you play Glasgow, you play Edinburgh, and where else can you get a big audience?
Big audiences you can't get. There are small audiences in obscure little places like... what's the one doing there, sir? Cumnock. Come look down,
it's your country.
He's telling the lies.
No, there are places, there's town halls all over Scotland, and they get crowds in, the people, you know, they usually start about 11 o'clock, and they get the pubs, so it's usually a bottle throwing thing in, cigarette packets and things like that.
Yeah.
But they are really good crowds, and you do get a good response out of them.
Which, Colin, do you think comes, which is more important, to establish yourself as a recording artist or as a concert artist?
It's a hard question, you know, we want to do both. Like, we've always been a live gigging band anyway, so, like, I mean, if we get established, it's going to work in both ways, because, like, we've never played as many gigs down in England as we would have liked to. So now we're doing that. We've also got the new record out, so, I mean, if they both go hand in hand, that'll suit us fine.
I mean, I asked that for a reason. The reason was that your records and your band, I've never heard you live, actually, but suggest me that you're a band, one of these bands which I call with personality. I mean, as opposed to being a very polished, just simple, straightforward recording group, there is a character there that and a personality to the band, which suggests to me off the record that probably it makes a raving good stage act.
Yeah, well, I mean, we believe in having quite a good time on stage. Yes. We won't disclose any secrets. Pull your trousers up.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got a distinctive sound as well.
Pardon?
You've got a distinctive sound.
Yeah, I would think so. Like, the numbers that we do on stage are so sort of varied as well. I mean, we go from one extreme to the other. Like, there's a number that we finish off with, which has only got three words in it. And
can you repeat them over the air?
You're not sorry.
Oh, yes.
But the thing is, it changes key about six times. And gets faster and faster and faster and faster and goes completely into obscurity, you know, and then slows down again and goes back up again. And it goes down really well. It was a wee bit funny doing it down in England for the first time, because it's a basically Scottish kind of thing. Wrote about a bloke in a pub in Glasgow getting packed in with his girlfriend, and her reaction and his reaction to her reaction. Bottle waving and tumbler waving and you're not sorry, crunch.
Look, I'd like to play your last single, the A side of your last single, and then talk to the other half of the group and talk about the group's music, more particularly with the other two. But let's go back one. I mean, the new single, which I just played, that comes out in a week's time.
Yeah, that's right.
So, folks, it's in your shops next Friday, not right this weekend, so don't dash out tomorrow morning and try and get it, because it's not there yet. But it should be there next weekend. But you can dash out to your shops tomorrow and try this one, which was the last single.